Open interior driver's education classroom. The driving instructor is preparing to show a video to his high school age students.
Now, everybody in here knows or has heard about the dangers of driving while inebriated, but some of the things people do every single day can be just as dangerous. Now I'm going to show you a video of a woman who got so wrapped up with a problem at work that she puts herself and others in danger. Now, these videos are a little old, they look a little dated, I don't want to hear any jokes about them, and don't let the style distract you. And I don't want any questions about the tables! Alright.
Cut to the training video. Splash title screen reads, CARS, cars are really safe when you're not distracted. Lesson 1, eyes on the road. A woman, Carrie, is loading folding tables into her van while talking on the phone.
Honey, I'll be home from work soon. I'm just picking up my last table.
Carrie hangs up the phone and starts putting the table into her van, then notices its surface is very dirty.
What the hell did Eddie do to my table? It's filthy! God!
Carrie drives away, but she keeps looking back at the soiled table in her van.
What the heck? It's so dirty! It's for my livelihood!
Carrie makes another phone call, now while driving.
Hey man, I just got my table back, and I don't know what the hell Eddie Munster did to my table. It looks like he's stepped on them, or I know it's not this. He looks like he threw them in a mud puddle. These tables are how I buy my house. They keep my house hot. If I were a farmer and Eddie Munster came in and started kicking my corn, you could understand how I could be a bit upset. Do you understand? These tables are my corn. Oh!
Car crash, glass breaking, the video fades to a red splash screen implying Carrie was in an accident. Cut back to the driver's ed classroom, the instructor pauses the video and addresses the class.
Wow. Pretty serious. Any questions?
A student raises their hand.
Yeah.
What was her job?
Tables.
What do you mean?
Guys, what did I say?
Her job was so confusing.
The job isn't important. It's just a generic job that the writers of this made for this.
But what is the generic job?
Just tables and dealing with Eddie Munster.
I don't think she should have yelled at Eddie.
She actually didn't yell at Eddie Munster. I've seen this a ton of times.
What does she do?
Tables!
But how is tables a job?
I can't hear any more about tables. All right. I'm going to show you a whole new video, and I want you to tell me what the person in the video did right or wrong.
Cut back to the driver's ed video. Carrie is once again getting into her van.
That's the same woman.
Shh!
In the video, Carrie is driving and talking on the phone once more.
Screamed at by Freddy Krueger. All I said was, what did you do to my table? It's filthy. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're a fucking pig. And that's when he snapped, and I thought he was going to kill me.
Carrie hangs up the phone, then turns around to wipe down her tables with a cloth while still driving.
I'm so mad! This... fuck! They're so dirty!
Carrie screams and throws up her hands as the screen once again fades to red and the sound of a car crash is heard. Cut back to the driver's ed classroom. The instructor pauses the video and addresses the class again.
Wow. Pretty crazy. What'd she do wrong?
What is her job?
Tables! Do you want me to turn the lights off? Everybody puts their heads down, nobody gets their license. You gotta walk everywhere, you gotta walk to the food store, you gotta walk to the house. Now, I'm gonna show you one more video.
Is it the same woman?
It's the same actress. I don't know if she's supposed to be the same person. Save your questions until the end.
Cut back to the driver's ed video. Carrie is once again in her van and trying to wipe down the tables in the back as she drives.
Oh, what the hell happened to this? I'm so mad about that.
At a stop sign, another driver pulls up alongside Carrie's van and leans out the window to talk to her.
Hey, what's up, Carrie?
Not now, George.
I heard you had some problems with your tables.
Go to hell, George, you fucking pig.
You don't know how to treat the customer. You don't know how to treat the crypt keeper.
Another driver, blocked in by these two, honks his horn.
Come on! Go!
If you're going to keep renting tables to Comic-Cons and Horror-Cons, you better learn how to treat the talent.
Oh my god, that's why!
Shut up!
This is the maddest I have ever been!
The other driver floors it, hitting the gas and ramming into the back of Carrie's van as the screen wipes to red once more. Cut back to the driver's ed classroom. The instructor pauses the video and addresses the class a final time.
Any questions?
Why is there swearing?
They didn't. All they said was shoot. Don't laugh!
That's the best one in a while.
And we call that acting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One take.
From Indian.
Oh my god.
One
that
take
was great.
One take, Lindsay. Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, it's it's probably Sunday when you hear this. Probably.
It is.
And this is the latest adorshit. God damn it.
What are you saying?
What's an adorshit?
I don't know. I think the Republicans want to outlaw it, though.
Is that how we get rid of the show?
Yeah, we have an adorshit, and then
it's gone.
It's gone forever.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Someone prints a picture, picture of the show on a T-shirt, and puts a little date below it, and every year on Facebook they share it. Hey. This is table time here on Podzilla 1985. I'm so mad about that. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight, sort of. There's not really a host on this one. But with me, of course, we have the Double H.
I don't think Lindsay should have yelled at Eddie Munster.
Lindsay actually didn't yell at Eddie Munster. I've known Lindsay for a lot of years. the Kaz Man.
I think I prefer horse tables.
Isn't that a real thing? I feel like horse tables are a real thing.
Depends on where your pause comes in. Horse stables? Horse tables?
Horse tables. Lindsay,
maybe that's what you're thinking, though.
Huh?
Yep. Tanner Calvert.
This is, in fact, the maddest I've ever been.
And not angry.
You don't
at
know
all.
How to treat the crypt keeper, man.
Daddy, you gotta learn how to trip the crypt keeper. Yeah, whatever.
And have an adortion.
There's a horse table for you.
And Cody Sandusky. Hey, Cody.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I like the show better when it was Sunday Random Sunday.
Also, I didn't yell at Eddie Munster, but I have spoke to him at Cape Comic Con. So.
But Lindsay, my question to you is. What did he
do
to your tables?
Why.
Shut up! Once again, brought to you by the fantastic I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson on Netflix. Check it out.
Yes.
I had something
awkward.
I had something to say to start the show off with, and it's gone.
We started the show with this.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tables.
Yeah, but there was something.
Tables and horses.
There was an interesting thing I was going to say, and I'm like, oh, man, we can get a discussion out of this. I'm excited about it. And then, it's gone.
Oh, I got one for you. Twisted Metal is pretty decent.
Pretty good.
Haven't watched
We watched the first half of it today. We got through the first five episodes, which honestly ends in such a way that I thought it was over. But, yeah.
Hmm. What tip?
That's good. Today?
Oh!
Because
mine's going to be a slightly longer story, but I'll remember it. Cody, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, how do you guys feel? Obviously, I understand the reason they did it, but hearing Will Arnett's voice instead of Samoa Joe, mainly aimed at Hunter because you know what Samoa Joe sounds like more than Kaz, maybe.
It works.
Strange.
It's fine. In watching it in motion, I felt like it was fine. I do think, and I said this a couple times to Sarah, it looks to me like Joe probably did say the lines on set and then Will ADR'd him afterward.
Yeah, that
that's what
sense.
It looks like.
I mean, that's what they did.
I feel like the voice fit, like, and I also kind of like the kind of horsey or the
horsey.
Oh, horsey! They did something to the voice to actually make it sound like there's that mask.
It
there.
Sounds, it sounds like he put a mask on when he was reading the line.
In the movie,
yeah,
it also sounds like Will Arnett. He would do that.
Man, I don't know enough about Twisted Metal to know what Sweet Tooth sounded like. Honestly, I
don't know
the
that
game.
He really talked.
I don't
much.
Think they.
I don't know what
no.
I mean, maybe one or two of the games they had, like voice lines for him. But the most part, I mean, those games weren't built on that.
Isn't he the only character from the games in the movie? I think Thomas Hayden Church's character
is
in the game.
Hell no.
No. All the,
no.
Most, these are. Like, there is a cameo from practically every main rider.
Okay.
Driver. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So far, I know for sure there have been a couple of times that a character's been introduced, and I go, I think that's, and then they say it, and I go, yep, that's who that is. I mean, they changed some of them around. Thomas Hayden Church's character is not the same as the character in the game. Like, the fact that his name is not the same as the character in the game.
Right.
But it is a character in the game, just played differently. I don't want to say too much.
I assume we haven't seen everybody's favorite Twisted Metal rider, which is Man Hunted to Wheels.
Oh yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
I've only made it halfway, and I haven't seen it yet. So I can't. You're talking about Axel, by the way.
Yes, I couldn't.
Axel, that's
it. Was a car pun.
I am shocked that you guys know so much about Twisted Metal because I know jack shit. I know Sweet Tooth, and that's it.
I played the shit out of Twisted Metal back in the day. Yep.
That's one of the genres that I wish would come back that is just completely a big void. There was Twisted Metal, Carmageddon.
WWE
had something with 8-Ball.
Vigilante 8.
WWE's was Crush Hour.
Yeah. Star Wars had one, too. It was called Demolition something, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. But if we all remember the OG one, let's take it back to Rock and Roll Racing.
The best one, yeah.
Yeah,
which you can't play because it's on the Blizzard Arcade.
I think Twisted Metal 2 came out around 97 or so, and I remember, man, I had a banger PlayStation lineup because I had, like, I was sitting on that. It was a lot of sequels. It was that. It was Resident Evil 2. It was Final Fantasy 7. Like, that was just the stuff that lined up my shelves. But I played a lot of Twisted Metal, even as a kid who, like, lived kind of away from most people, didn't have any siblings. I played it by myself and still loved it.
I'm shocked with the mythology behind it was cool. Yeah, but
I'm shocked with the level of, like, e-gaming that is out today. This seems so competitively driven. Like,
well, because they have Rocket League.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
and it's less violent.
Whenever I started up Rock and Roll Racing, I didn't appreciate it back as a kid. I appreciate it more now because I can't remember a game, any game at that point that had licensed music on the Super Nintendo. You turn it on, and the first thing you hear is down. And I didn't know the songs at the time.
It's iconic.
But yeah, now I look back at it, I'm like, dude, that is fucking wild that they did that back then. And that's a Blizzard game.
Yeah.
I used to rent that game constantly at Pulaski Video.
Same. Kirk Waters got his money's worth.
He did.
Of all games. Also, I remember what I was going to say real quick. I like the video game talk, but I need to get it out before I forget it. We're in talking about, you know, the Crypt Keeper. He mentions the Crypt Keeper in that. I think I've told to a couple people before, but did you know that the Crypt Keeper, the puppet for the Crypt Keeper, his eyes are the eyes from Child's Play? It's Chucky's eyes. They repurposed them.
You told me this.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you told me this before.
So every time you see the Crypt Keeper's eyes.
That was part of Halloween trivia one year.
I think it was. Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds right.
But
I thought we were about to go into the Jerry... Orville or whatever his name, Orbach, the Jerry Orbach bit from John Mulaney's stand-up.
I don't know this bit, but I love John Mulaney and Jerry Orbach, so please explain.
It's from, I think it's Off the Top. It's one of his, I've only seen it record, listened to it recorded, I haven't seen it, but he makes a joke about Jerry Orbach having posters across New York that he donated his eyes after he died so someone could see. And it turns into a bit about a rom-com where someone has, like, one of Jerry Orbach's eyes and someone has the other one, and it's good stuff.
I'd watch that. I'd watch that.
Speaking of video games, did you hear that Final Fantasy 14 is coming to Xbox?
No. I don't care.
I didn't know if you would. I'm just putting it out there. An open beta is scheduled next year, and it's going to be digital only.
I kind of got burned out on Final Fantasy 14 because. Did you say 14 or 16?
14.
Okay. 14. I got kind of burned out on 14 because, you know, I went from like.
Oh, good.
I've played every MMO in the world, and 14, it's gotten to a point, it's just a little too Eastern for me. And once you get to a high enough level in 14, you have about 900 skills on your bar, and I can't remember all of them, and I'm too simple. So I went back to Warcraft.
That's fair.
Warcraft is,
but that's
where
also
I'll lay my bones.
That's what you just described is the same reason I don't play Warcraft, though. So
too much?
It's too many. It's too many skills. I've watched you play. Every time that you're like, I think you get into it, I watch you play, and I go, I don't even know how I do all the Diablo shit that I do, much less having to memorize an entire hockey bar for Warcraft.
Right.
And then they change everything on you with an update, and you have to relearn it all over again from what you've been doing for however
long.
Or
they take
She's
away your
so
skills.
She's so mad about that.
I want my water elemental back.
Warcraft looked at Lindsay and said, "You don't know how to treat the summons. You don't know how to treat the water elemental."
Bullshit.
You're gonna Cody just went, "Oh, that's what it is."
Shut up. I was never a huge PlayStation 1 fan, for the record, going back to PlayStation, but
really?
I bought, because I had, you know, I'm 60. I'm 63 this year. And yeah, I, you yes. know, Nintendo and Super Nintendo was my jam. So when PlayStation come out, you know, I was a poor kid. I like the old John Panette joke where he says, you know, some people say they were poor, but they didn't realize it. No, we were poor and we knew it.
I never had the PlayStation either. Kind of skipped over that. I mean, era. I had N64.
I don't know what my parents were doing. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Yeah,
well, I was going to say, I bought it with my own money because I asked my mom for a PlayStation for Christmas, and I'll never forget. I've told this story before. Yep. My mom at Christmas time was like, "Oh, there's one more present for you out in the trunk." And I'm like, "Oh boy, here's the PlayStation." She popped trunk on me, and it was a Sega Genesis with Sonic Spinball, and I had to go, "Yeah. That's what I wanted." So I ended
That's
up.
The Sega PlayStation.
It was when you got Lee Carvalho's putting challenge.
Nutting challenge. my first job that I ever had, I was working construction with my brother, and I remember I bought two things with it. And I'm like 17 years old working construction under the table, because of course, try that in a small town. I ended up getting a CD burner, because in 1974, a CD burner was worth a ton of money because it hadn't been invented yet. And I bought a PlayStation. And I bought the PlayStation specifically to play Castlevania Symphony of the Night. I didn't even know what a Final Fantasy was at the time. But then I found out what Final Fantasy was, and that became my obsession. Go ahead, Hunter. Sorry.
I just on a similar track. So I got my Super Nintendo late as well, but I got it around like 95, around the time the PlayStation came out. At the time, I really wanted it, because when the PlayStation first came out, I didn't really want anything that was on it. My 97, all those games I mentioned earlier, I was craving. I was dying to play them. My friends all had them and I didn't. So that year, I remember it was 96 into 97, I got the PlayStation at Christmas. I got the N64 for my birthday, which is a month after Christmas. I have no idea how my parents pulled that off. I do know that they got divorced shortly afterward, so I wonder if it was related.
Unrelated phone call to a lawyer.
An unrelated scenario. Now, to be fair, they were only divorced for like a year and a half. But
it was my fault as the child of my parents.
I distinctly remember opening up my N64, getting super excited about it, hooking it up, and playing Rogue Squadron to the sounds of a fight, like in the other room. That's a core memory that's embedded in my brain. Which I think is why occasionally I'm like, man, fuck, Rogue Squadron was such a good game. I don't want to play it though.
He had that Milhouse moment where he showed Bart, "This is where I go cry."
A little bit heavy.
I used to play 64. My mom got me a 64 for Christmas, and when I was a kid, I had a bad habit of snipping open the packages and taking them out and seeing what it was. Yeah, I was a little bastard, and I saw it was a 64. And my dad, who was normally drunk and gave no fuck, when mom would go to work, I would bust out the 64, plug it in, and play fucking Mario 64 while she was gone. And then before she got home, I'd rewrap it and put it under the tree. That was shitty.
So how particular were you about making sure the wrapping paper didn't show signs of wear? Because I have to imagine wrapping paper's not great. After two or three times, that crease has got to be looking
extremely. I would so carefully open it, peel it open so slowly, pull it out. And I remember one time, I don't know if it was the Nintendo or if it was a different thing, but I took the package out of the wrapper, and as I was taking it out of the wrapping paper, the edge caught a side of it and ripped straight through it. And I went, "Oh shit, I'm busted." But then I forgot that my mom could barely see and didn't pay attention, so it didn't really matter. Mom also gave no fucks.
Great.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I also got caught playing the original Mortal Kombat on Super Nintendo, because I also opened it early and started doing it, and my mom came in and I was like, "Oh, I borrowed it from a friend." I don't think she bought that, because eventually my mom, one Christmas I go in there and there's like three huge boxes and they're for her. And in my head I was like, "Oh, good." Because I'm a kid, I can't afford things. Dad got mom some really nice gifts. That's great. Mom deserves them. I love my mom. I should have known that my dad would not have done that. But at the time, I wanted to believe. And so on Christmas, we open up all of our gifts, and mom grabs those three boxes. And she's like, "There's three more for you." And I'm like, "No, those are for you." And she's like, "No, I addressed them to me so you wouldn't open them. They're for you." And I was like, ah, you magnificent bastard, you got me.
Wise to the game.
Taught me a lesson I won't soon forget.
They knew what they were doing.
And she did. My mom was slick as hell. Or the first time she showed me Tanner, I was driving by. We were going to like Caro.
This is not true.
This is absolutely true. I'm driving to like Caro.
It's the first time you had seen me in years.
And my mom I see over at the diner she worked at like a car and a family and then a 7 foot tall Bigfoot. And she goes, That's Tanner. He's 8. And I'm like, fuck.
He was doing the walk like this.
He had the Sasquatch walk.
He turned around, but he didn't turn his head. Seen,
yeah, he just did the whole body spin.
All the shoulders pivoted.
Has anybody ever watched Eddie Murphy's Delirious?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Goonie Google.
Goonie Google, you motherfucker. Here's the thing. I'm surprised
you didn't
hit your mom right back with Bill Brashke bit. No.
He could eat a hammer and take a shotgun blast standing.
My mom would not have gotten to Bill Brashke residence. Relevance. Residence.
Residence.
Sure. Relevance. Reference. Christ.
Reference.
One of those.
Christ and his reverence.
Also, to be fair, Channing told me since I was very, very young, and that's just the first time he's
You're
seen
still
me
very
time.
Young.
Just because you have 7 kids about? And gray in your beard don't mean you're not very young.
You're never too old for me to put you over my knee, boy.
I'm gonna pick him up like a big boy.
Want somebody to try
Come
to
here, you little fuck.
My math's right on that, right? Tanner, you're the second youngest person on this call.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's gotta be.
Yeah.
And I'm senior There's life no correspondent, Shannon Young.
That's right. You're 16.
I think I'm in the middle, which is weird. I'm on the low end.
You're
a
middle
on the
child.
High end.
Yeah, I believe it goes me, Lindsay, Kaz, Hunter,
me.
Tanner, Cody. Right?
Yeah. Me and Hunter are the middle children. We're both Malcolm.
Now we should get Ethan's little ass in here.
I was, again, an only child. So.
Yeah.
I was also an only child, sort of.
I was for 7 years.
My brother.
Have I ever told you guys I almost had a sister? Mm-mm. Did I tell you that story? Yeah. When I was 3, 4, my mom miscarried. I would have had, it was four. Because if I had had a little sister, she would have been the same age as my wife's little sister. So they would have had, the same age disparity.
Because
Sarah's 2 years younger than me. But not only would I have had a little sister, her name would have been, I guess my mom really liked the occupations because my sister's name would have been Sailor.
Oh, I thought you were about to say tables.
Tables!
She liked occupations.
What did she do? Tables!
Tables!
And dealing with any monster.
Yeah.
Yep. Sailor Hendrix sounds a little weird. That sounds like one of those weird enemies, Lindsay, and Stars. It's Sailor Hendrix.
It would have been my name had I been born female. Had I been a girl, it would have been Sailor, not Hunter. Which Hunter's my middle name anyway. I have no idea what the plan was for that because I'm certain that my name wouldn't have been Jonathan. But you know,
No one I know.
Dream can dream. It's fine.
No one knows you by Jonathan in the same way that every time I hear someone call Steven Hunter, I go, who?
Right?
Are you talking about Hendrix?
Well, it depends. At my workplace, they know me. They don't know me as Jonathan necessarily. My subordinates do. Let's put it that way, because it's in my email address.
Right.
And so then, when somebody calls me Hunter, they're like, "Who?"
Every time someone sees my agent card at work and they see the spelling of my name, but they know me like in personal life.
Social media.
Yeah, they always go like, which is the right one? And I'm like, well, this is my Christian name, but I don't go by it.
I could probably count on one hand how many people out here. I've been out here for
bring you a cat, Shannon, because she just keeps screaming at me.
Lindsay, please.
I've been out here for about 10 years now or longer, and I could count on one hand, including my wife, people who know my first name.
I still remember.
Out there, you mean?
out here. Like, yeah, no, like, I just go by Casper, like, everywhere. Like, yeah, online, offline.
Because I wrote something with your first name, and you're like, please don't.
Yep, I was about to say, I still remember the first time we did a show, and I addressed you by your first name.
I did it by instinct.
Yeah, and you were like, nah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
If it helps, Kaz, I don't think I know your first name.
There it is.
I'm a mediocre remember friend it. To most people.
Oh, shit, Tanner, he's sporting that Meridian feel some, shirt.
My wife, in the first 3 months of our being together, didn't know my first name. It took, I think, 3 to 6 months in before she learned it.
His wife still doesn't know his first name. Every day she wakes up and goes, sure. What is your name? And he goes, Table.
Who are you?
I've got nephews that just call, Eddie me, Munster. Just call me Uncle Casper. And they're like, but didn't your, and they look at Jane, didn't your last name Casper? They're like, yeah. What's his name? Casper.
It's yes. The Mario Brothers. It's Casper and Jane Casper. Yeah.
Look, make it sound cool. You're Casper.
Casper.
Yeah. I'm like what a fucking Marvel comic character.
Like where I'm sitting, I feel like I got a real Randy Orton mustache situation going on.
Like Valiant Thor.
Valiant Thor. Sailor Thor.
Did you guys watch that? It's
another fucking Inuyasha.
The video that Steven put in the group chat earlier, the Duke Nukem.
Those
alien bastards are real.
I never
it's pretty good.
Watch anything Steven gives me. He's ruined enough of my relationships.
It's pretty good, though. So it starts out just like, it looks like it's a Duke Nukem, like an old school, you know, square box YouTube video. And it just sounds like it's the Duke Nukem voice doing the, those damn alien bastards are real. But then it goes on basically into the hours long conversation we had last night about like,
oh god, no.
Yeah, it's just him conversing with himself though, being like, what am I supposed to do with this information? I've still got bills to pay. it's pretty great.
I still shit down like, your throat.
And every time that he like finishes a sentence, it does that like do 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 do, and then he'll do it again. it's
can't
good
wait to
shit.
Watch that when this is done.
I don't like that. That's very funny. I don't like that. I don't like Steven. I don't like when Steven does things.
Shannon, don't worry. Just
that's
go
not
watch
true
him.
At all.
Just go watch a Ventrilo harassment of Duke Nukem clips.
I have. I've watched it so many. Like, the first time I ever watched that, I laughed so hard. I'm pretty sure I made Lindsay leave the room because I was embarrassed. When that mother, when he just starts going, balls.
That's why girls don't go.
Steel.
God forbid when we were playing Fallout 76 and I was so into the Brotherhood of Steel.
Oh my God.
We just,
why is it that we always like latch upon a word?
Steel. It's the one word bit. Steel.
Look.
It's the one word bit. Anything, yeah, look.
You're the anything looker.
What'd you just say?
I said, motherfucker, you're the looker. I hear that shit in my dreams. I'll be laying in bed and I just hear, look.
Well, these days I'm going to fly back fucking east, not tell anybody. I'm just gonna stand at your window and go, look.
And I'll tell, and it'll be in the middle of the night, and I'll tell Lindsay, like, oh, someone's trying to break in. Call the police.
You dial 911, and then when I give open word, the door, dial 1 again.
They'll come and they'll ask him, sir, what's your name? He just goes, Kaz. Okay, but what's your full name? It's just Kaz.
Kaz.
Just call me. And then they'll take him back to Perryville.
Hand him a license. It'll be like fucking no, don't.
Take it nope. Back there. Remember us, motherfucker?
I've been in that fucking jail before. That ain't fun. I don't like y'all shit.
Everyone,
there's a long walk from that jail to civilization.
Everyone that hasn't been in jail, raise your hand. Well, that's everyone but Kaz.
Shut up.
Oh shit.
We did it, gang.
That's good.
Oh, sorry, Kaz.
Technically, I couldn't see Shannon's hand, so that's the Schrodinger's jail question.
I haven't been in jail, but God knows I should have been by now.
Well, let me go change the name to Schrodinger's jail question.
Hunter, after you do that, could you do me a favor? Could you read those names off?
I can.
While you're doing that, should we rename the domain as shannoninjailrightnow.com?
So Ace of Gray's name is Bobby Bonkers Billy Bugs. It's starting strong. Cody's name is Bonus of Potential Sleepiness. Mine is DoorDash for Frenemies. Bob's is Two Horse Brains.
Yeah. That makes a person smart.
Makes a full horse.
Jesse's Jesse sounds like his album name because it's fresh in my face. Like his debut rap album is going to be called that.
Platinum.
I'm surprised Jesse doesn't get on here and correct you about that.
Kaz's name is Raisin Farm.
What? Oh, I remember that one.
Shannon's is alternate lifestyle.
Fucking Dalton.
Stevens is now Schrodinger's jail question. Tanner's, because I refuse to change it, is still 45 seconds to bitch snack. And Zach Kirkus's is cornrow hotline.
God damn it! I hope Vina's listening. I know she's not. That's for you, Vina. You knew what you were doing with your pasty little bitch when you wore those fucking cornrows. You know that wasn't right.
With your greasy hair and your...
No, that wasn't right. Kaz!
Cody, no!
What the fuck?
What did you just say?
He said his Diego mustache. Like, go Diego, go. I heard it. He said Diego. Diego.
Oh my God.
He said Boo Earns. Boo
What
Earns.
Did we just say about ethnic slurs?
Boo.
Kaz, do you have
any... all that up to be 100?
I don't like this one bit.
Kaz, do you have any of those old names? I know you screenshotted them.
Oh, you want me to do some throwbacks?
Yeah, do us a throwback one. I'm kind of...
We don't
hear it.
Need to go who they go with. We just want to see the names.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Hold on. I got
such great classics as...
Right.
See, I'm going to go a little bit back. This is internal camaraderie. Daniel Titties.
Daniel Titties, yeah. I forgot about that one, guys.
This one is local Trump. Animal sounds, chicken taste.
Chicken taste.
This one's gonna land kind of hard on one of us. I apologize in advance for my toxicity. You are correct. Play-Doh muscles.
So what, this is a throwback to like 5 days ago?
Okay, well Shannon, we change names every 30 goddamn minutes.
I'm going back to April.
Yeah.
Wayne Sprocket. We got Vince Crocker. Vince is it Croker?
It's Croker, I'm pretty sure.
Croker. Vince Gentile Crocker. In the palace. A politically motivated ham sandwich. Tier 3 marriage subscription.
Oh, I remember that.
Premium cock.
Fuck. That must have been what she heard.
Those
Steven
two
had.
Sound like they're related. Right? Those two sound like they go together.
I'm pretty sure she heard Steven had premium cock, and that's why she stopped talking to me.
Dude, what the fuck?
Well, it was more like she heard that you heard that was the case.
Some of these just like one step over the line, you know.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know. Like
say it out loud.
The titties one. I'm looking for more.
Yeah, give us one more. I personally always liked Daniel Titties.
Yeah, you
that one,
I thought good one. Daniel Titties.
That
was,
one was strong.
Was fantastic. Yeah, that was a strong titty.
that was a strong. Hold on. This is May. Too many Shankies. Then there's Snake Arms McSkin. Hank Hill, dealer of propane.
Yep.
Oh, this is when Jesse was the lesser Kimball.
He still is.
The lesser Kimball.
The Caligula Diaries.
I remember that one.
Let's see. And then let's end this one with Little Shotgun Dick.
I think they just
kind of like roll for a while and then they get really punctual at the end.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm pretty sure I read the Caligula Diaries. If you haven't read the other three books before that, it's very confusing.
It's not going to make any goddamn sense.
No.
All right. Oh,
and Cody, the movie adaptation really pissed some people off.
I was saying, Cody, did you ever hear the story about Caligula?
I mean, which one in particular?
So they filmed the movie. I mean, this is a movie that had Malcolm McDowell was in it, I believe it was. And. That's
a good actor.
It is, but they decided.
Pretty sure Helen Mirren was in it too, wasn't she?
Was she really?
Yeah.
She was not in any of the legitimate hardcore sex scenes that they filmed afterwards, though, and put in the movie, unbeknownst to the actors that were in the film. So then they go see their movie, and they see this dude getting his dick sucked, and they're like, wait a minute.
No.
I don't remember this being in the film. Yeah, you never heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they it's got straight up hardcore in it, and they filmed it after the fact. They just inserted these hardcore scenes into the movie for whatever reason. So it is like almost a full-fledged porn.
There's a specific reason. Would you like me to read you the reason? Because it's directly in the last line of the header in the Wikipedia entry for this.
I do.
Producer Bob Guccione, the founder of Penthouse Magazine, intended to produce an erotic feature film narrative with high production values and name actors. That's why it happened.
Not cool, bro.
Fuck.
Shannon, speaking
of movies, did you see Ghostbusters Afterlife sequel got moved back?
I did. Is it because of the strike?
Yes, 100%. It's already done. It's basically completely finished, but it was supposed to be out in December, and I guess they're planning that the strike may not be over by then. So March 29th, it's basically coming out in around Easter next year. Almost worse than that, the next Spider-Verse movie is just straight up off the schedule.
Yep, that's the one that bums me out.
So Ghostbusters took its release date. It was supposed to, the Spider-Verse sequel was supposed to be out March 29th of next year. It's just now completely off the list.
I know it's been out long enough to where spoilers are less of a concern, but the fact that it was supposed to come out that quickly made me really happy. But
yeah,
obviously understanding the circumstances why things are changing,
they've said for a while that this is a part one and part two situation. So knowing that was the case, yeah, of course you want that sequel sooner than later, because this one ends on a massive cliffhanger.
I didn't know that.
I was going to say, they promoted it that way. They did, but they didn't.
This is where I didn't look up anything going to a movie. Typically, spoilers don't bother me. I was going to say,
I thought it had part one in the title, but it doesn't. Whereas Mission Impossible, like the new Mission Impossible movie, has part one of the title. This one, apparently, I've only seen on like merchandising for it. Yeah. Like there are action figures and shit that say like Across the Spider-Verse part one. Because I think at some point in time it was just going to be called that part one, part two.
I looked up after seeing the movie, like you said, massive cliffhanger, not going to get into the details of it. I looked up, Christopher Lord and Phil Miller were talking about it like a year or two ago, just openly saying this was going to be a two-part film. And again, I just missed all of that.
Yep.
Which made it great. I fucking loved it. And I'm really sad, but again, understand why. We don't know when the next part's going to go.
Yep.
Holy shit, they
moved Craven almost an entire year.
Yeah, it went from August of that one to December.
I personally, you say Craven?
Yeah.
Craven was supposed to be out October 6th of this year. It got moved to August 30th of next year.
Man, Aaron Taylor Johnson with those abs. Tanner, crush that crush button.
God, the movie looks bad, though.
It looks real bad. I think we could have told you that.
It's a
Shannon
one or two.
For this one, let's go with two.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, there's an actual button.
Hunter fucking called it! He fucking called it!
That is fucking so disgusting.
Called it! Last night, he said, when Tanner does that, Kaz is going to hit this button, and Kaz fucking did.
I knew it. I sat there quietly thinking, I wonder what if he's gonna do it, isn't he? And I mean, like fucking clockwork.
That was great.
That was good.
There is, for the record, a second crush button.
Oh, my.
And it does
that. I'll never figure a fan of that in the other one.
Yes.
Which other one? Tanner, play it again for Cody. I don't think you heard it correctly. Do it one more time. One more time.
Just for clarification.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like it in stereo like that. I don't like the round version of it.
How do you like us now? No, I don't like the round version. Which one of you fuckers went back and watched the Angel Group Grapefruit Technique to get that fucking sound effect?
That's true.
At request of Shannon.
Don't you listen to that request? Why'd you do that?
All right.
So I made them last night, and originally it was just the oh my. And Shannon went, oh, I really wanted to do the grapefruit technique. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, sorry, that's what I got. And so we keep doing the show, and as I'm just secretly over here doing it, and I get done, I go, oh, by the way, click.
Yeah, Cody, in case you didn't hear it.
Shannon, I was in public with you the first 17 times I heard the fucking sound. I don't need it in my life, buddy.
Cody, it sounds like an aggressive raptor. You know,
it sounds like they do. You go back to hell, that evil motherfucker. I don't have access to the soundboard.
All right, I think that's a good place to call it. I realize it was almost 11. We're recording this late night. This was my final. I'll say it out loud now since I'm leaving. This was my final closing shift at Organic Remedies. I'm out of the marijuana business. So, and boy, not a moment too fucking soon. Stay tuned for that later episode where I talk about my experience in the marijuana industry. But we're gonna get out of here for now. It was a lot of fun. I still got to post the show from last night, too, so it doesn't get too late. But next week, all new episodes. We've got an all new I Want to Believe on Tuesday. We'll be talking about the alien stuff that we talked about last night for 40 minutes and then also talked with Kaz for an hour afterwards. I might be tapped out on that fucking subject, but we'll see what happens. Wednesday, all new extras and epilogues. The Blair Witch Project, the most famous, the infamous of independent horror film of all time by far. Thursday, all new After Dark. Friday, all new Horse Time. In case you missed this week's episodes,
ooh, it'll be Horse Time without me if we do Horse Time next week. I will not be around. We're gonna be in St. Louis that weekend.
Nor will your boy.
This is okay. Kaz and I have been meaning to horse around just a little bit, so
yeah,
you know. If you missed this week's episodes, it was a good week of content here on PZ85. Tuesday, we had an all-new PZ85 Plays, Curse of Strahd, with Cody, Lindsay, Kaz, and Hunter. That was fantastic. I was there in the end. Wednesday, we had a new extras epilogues with Lindsay covering 10 Things I Hate About You. Last night, of course, we had a great After Dark where we talked about our top five. We picked our favorite, one of our favorite actors or actresses, and then gave our five favorite films. Tanner, not pick Aladdin. You'll know what I mean when you listen to it. And then, of course, you just listened to the Equestrian Comedy Hour. Until next week, my friends, we wish you good luck this weekend. If you're in Cape Girardeau, remember CCW of this weekend. It is Anniversary 7. I'm in the main event, six-man tag, myself and Osby and a mystery partner against Jeff King, Trent Daniels, and Justin the Juice Smart. It's going to be a lot of fun to be there. Until next week, take it easy. We love you. We're out. Tanner, give me one more crush button as a goodbye for Cody.
Boom. Dead air.
How do you like us now? How do you like us now?
All right, I'm done. Bye.
What an awful day to have ears.